discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show, our Monday night show here. And I'm pleased to be back, especially with such a fabulous guest on. He's come back to the show as well. And I hope all of you are doing well this first of the week. And I'm going to give you the call-in number right now that you could call into the switchboard. And it's 347-945-6930. That's 347-945-6930. And we already have quite a number on the switchboard waiting to talk with our great guest. We also have the chat room open, and I see our Stephen holding it down in there, and Susie as well, who's a connection to our guest. And she's written, I want to thank you, Susie, for all that you've written in there about him. And so anyway, before we bring him on, because we have a lot to do tonight, I'm going to mention a couple of upcoming things that are going on in my world here. And one is, I don't have the link yet. I should have it tomorrow, and it's Arlene Arnold's show. And I think it's called The Power of Color, if I'm right on this. But it is on Wednesday at 3:30 to 4 Pacific time, this Wednesday the 23rd. And as soon as I get the link, I'll put it on the website, and I'll also put it on Facebook, Twitter, and all those places. But probably you could go to her site, thepowerofcolor.com, and it may be already listed on that. I just don't happen to have a link at the present time. But jot it down, because that'll be half an hour with me as a guest, so the tables are turned there. And then tomorrow I have the second part of Atomic Acceleration. It's a webinar I'm giving from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, and it is the second part of the first Atomic Acceleration. These are all brand new. Brand new techniques in atomic acceleration, and they're getting progressively more powerful, I can tell you that. I ran some people through it that were not going to be at the webinar, but they're in a physical class that I do every other month in Oakland, California, and we ended on that, on one of them, that note we ended on, yesterday, and we all barely could walk after that one technique. It was more powerful than even I had expected. So, and that's just the one of the, that's the first one of the next three that we're doing. So I'm looking forward to it. You can still sign up last minute, but you'll have to get right on it and try to do it earlier in the day. If you don't do it tonight, do it earlier in the day tomorrow, and make sure I have your Skype name as well. Unless you're not going to come now, you can sign up and not be there live, and you'll get the MP3 when we're done. We get a lot of sign-ups, and maybe half to two-thirds, maybe not even that, are actually able to come live. But the ones that sign up are wanting the MP3 with the whole class on it. So you can always do that even if you can't physically make it. Okay, so I want to bring on our guest now. He has been on quite a bit. I would call him a regular. And there he is there. We're getting so many on here. I had to find him on the switchboard here. So let me do an intro for him. We're welcoming back Reverend James Ellis, and he will be doing readings tonight. And he has a really great guide he works through. And he himself, though, is a Reiki master teacher, a universal mind channel, a certified hypnotist, and ascension specialist. clairvoyant Reverend James is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor, which he has been for over a decade, providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals who are seeking soul growth. His integrative practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension, the God source connection, ascension empowerments, and intuitive guidance that is tailored to meet the needs of each individual. Reverend James' proven method of working with the body, mind, and spirit uncover and resolve the vast array of common and complex issues that inhibit many living an empowered life that they desire. Reverend James has been providing real solutions for real people in exploring all things spiritual and transformational with his unique holistic approach that makes sense in today's world. Now, we'll get some of his other stats here. I'll keep over to the chat room for that. Luckily, Susie's right on the ball here. And his website is www.ascensionsoulwisdom.com, ascensionsoulwisdom.com. And you can make appointments with him at this phone number, 229-472-6523. Again, that's 229-472-6523. And I think his he's got a different because this, I don't see it up here. We'll have him give out, or Susie, if you want to give out his actual email. I know Ventures in the name. I can't remember the exact one. If you could put that in, we'll make sure that he gets that out. Oh, he has a new book, Learn to Channel. And it's available on Amazon, and you can go over there to find it. It looks like it's called Channeling Method Psychic Connection Spirit. Not sure quite how to do that. What I would just do is, Amazon's really great, just put his name in and put the see what comes up, and it should be something like Learn to Channel. Okay, let's head on back here and open up the phone line. So without further ado, please give a warm welcome to Reverend James Ellis. Hello there. How are you doing?
Hey, hey, hey. It is Reverend James. Wow, I sound so important when you list
sure
all that.
You
sure
do.
God,
I'm
like, oh,
impressed.
Like,
and you're thinking, like, is that me?
I was like, did I
really know, when our
that
stuff gets done. Yeah, when we put that stuff out, you know, we're thinking, wow, I guess we have been busy.
You don't
it's
realize.
It's so nice to have you back again.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's fun. I
oh,
always
it's always.
And I,
yeah,
I,
we always enjoy that having you.
Yeah, our energies go good together because the energy gets high.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to ask you, speaking of energies, you set me up there in a really good way. How do you see them right now? That's kind of interesting. I think they're always kind of interesting, but we get these real woo-woo-woo-woos, and then we get a little settling down. It seems like there was a little bit of a woo-woo recently in the last couple of weeks. And someone told me astrologically it had to do with, I think, Mercury and Pisces or something like that, but it had to do a lot of communication stuff, and I found that everyone was having little issues with that. But that seems to sort of settle down. But what do you think's going on these days? Or what, you know, we did have a lunar eclipse. Or was that a solar eclipse? I guess, but we didn't
it
really have
a,
it here. But
it actually was a solar eclipse, and it was a really important.
Yeah,
eclipse.
Not here in the States, really. I mean, it was elsewhere, but still, that affects the whole planet. I know.
Absolutely, the energy from that solar eclipse brought us into another. My understanding is brought us up to another element that we can activate in our DNA. So
good.
Yes, and according to a key, which is my guide from Lyra, he has told me that we're on a journey for the next 10 months that we're going to be elevating very rapidly. So more rapidly than we did last year. Last year, I felt like the year went really fast, and I did elevate and, you know, become you know, experience a lot of levels, but he's saying that to prepare, because it's so open now, the veil, that we can almost have instantaneous manifestation. We can have instantaneous communication. And what they're calling it now is co-communion, actually like enveloping another spirit's energy so that you know them instantly. It's so, it's something like, it's more advanced than I thought we were going to go. You know, I knew of like telecommunication where you could think what other people think, but I didn't really understand that we're going to actually be doing telecommunion, where you're going to join in union with the, another spirit to know or experience, you know, truth with them. So it's really an interesting time. And I see this propelling, and it's only 10 months away.
Wow, I know.
That's so
amazing, because last year was really a roller coaster of lots of changes, and but then I guess it keeps getting stepped up every year anyway. And they say 2016 is the year of transformation. Of course, they're speaking my language. I love anything transformative, but they aren't kidding. You know, it has been something else. Just these first 3+ months. It's just been
It's funny, even today, like I went to do my show today and I only got 13 minutes because of technical problems. And I believe it was Blog Talk, because I tried it on my other computer and I couldn't get on there either. But
yeah, Blog, I was saying to you earlier off the air briefly that Blog, I had the chat room up. And I go back to it. I did a couple other things and went back to it, and it was glitching. It did last week, too. It was glitching on me. I had to completely reopen it up. Everything I'd written in there had to be redone. And last week was the same thing. It didn't recognize me, and I had to completely reopen it. So that's a Blog thing.
Yeah, so I that threw me. Well, what happened was a key came through. In that 13 minutes, a key came through with information. And usually, you know, he carries that information through my show. But he does do something at the beginning of every one of my shows as far as giving information or activations or imprints and stuff like that. And so he was starting, he wanted to bring forth this big abundance thing. So he's here now, and the reason why I'm telling you about this is because we're going to try to do a little bit what we're going to do this morning. And because of this new energy from the eclipse, we can clear energy, ancient energy, and that's first thing that we want to do so that we can move forward in abundance, is we have to clear all this ancient energy. And the energy that he's calling it is the Christed energy, he's actually calling it crucifixion energy. So, and that's what we need to release, is the crucifixion energy. It's all the times that we self-sabotaged ourselves, or that we crucified our integrity, that we had an experience. And this is in the thousands of lifetimes that you've lived, because this is a trail. When I look at the cord, it's thousands of lifetimes of that we're releasing, not just for us. When we release it for us, the light opens up, and it's for everyone. So if you want to participate in this and release those cords from you, and they're calling it, Aki's calling it the crucifixion energy, and what he's saying is we also want to release pain associated with the crucifixion energy. So we're going to do both those things if you want to participate. He would like you to put your hands on your heart chakra, which is in the center of your chest. I'm sorry, Alejandra. I'm going to go right into this. Like, she got me going and I couldn't stop.
Oh, please. We're all waiting. Yay.
I didn't mean to keep going, but he just kept going.
No. Key's got a lot to do here, so this is great.
Yes, because this is this energy. The cord is one of the biggest cords that I've ever seen. And it's not just one. It's cords that have been corded together, And it's like
double
the root
corded.
Of a tree. It's like the root of a tree. Yeah, you know how sometimes they intertwine and they make one giant root?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks, and it looks, it goes back as far as I can see. So what, okay, Aki's back again. I was just trying to let him recenter back in. So what he wants you to do is breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, and we're going to, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to release the crucifixion energy. He says he sends blessings to all, and he brings light to all. And he asks that you put your hands on your heart chakra, which is in the center of your chest, and that would be like, just put them right across your chest, because there's energy that's going to be coming through your crown, through your hands into your heart chakra. And Archangel Michael has come forward too, who is also helping us with cutting that tree limb or that giant root. And he's saying all you have to do is just agree to release it and just imagine it lifting off of you. And he said that some people feeling it already in their shoulders and their neck. They're just going to feel high or light. And he wants you to leave your right hand on your heart chakra, and he wants you to put your left hand on your solar plexus, because he's gonna, that energy is also there. And so now Archangel Michael has brought in helpers, or I would say their army, or an angel of army, that are pulling that cord. They're pulling that cord from time. And it's time for all of us. You know, it really is just us who are listening now, but that extension is for all time. So as it's pulling forward, it's like miles long to me. It looks like miles. And he says, and now they're going to sever the cord. And it's going to cleanse your body. It's going to cleanse your light body. So your light body will be even brighter than it's been in the past or currently. And then we're going to just have that brought to heaven and transmuted in the light of Christ, never to return to earth again. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm going to, and now he's going to bring forth a little bit of abundant energy, he's saying. He wants you to put your hands back on your heart chakra. And now he's saying what he's bringing in is the Christed Buddhist energy. It's a love energy. It's now available to help us activate in our DNA. It's a Christic Buddhic energy is what I think he's saying to me. And this is just divine love from the Godhead. And he says, and he's blessing us all with that energy, and this will help in your abundance moving forward. And he says, in peace he leaves. So he leaves you now in peace, and I'm complete, and I thank everybody for listening, and I can go ahead and take questions now, or if you want to ask anything, Alejandra Aki is here.
Okay, well, why don't we take questions and, we'll see how that goes, because we have so many people waiting here, and... Okay. Now, do you need anything beyond their location? It's usually a state they give me, or it's a country, and then their first name. Do you need anything beyond that?
No, I don't.
Okay. So why don't we open up the phone lines? But right before I do here, let's give the call in again. It's 347-945-6930. That's 347-945-6930. And... We also have the chat room open, and we will take questions there, too. There basically in order with the ones on the switchboard. So we don't bump, you know, one over the other. It's just how it comes in, okay?
Yep.
All right, just writing someone else in here. I got to keep up with all the people coming in here. All right, so the first reading will be for area code 678. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
And that would be me, Susie, in Georgia.
Ah, you were here first. You are right at the mark there. Okay. So I know you know Susie. So we'll let
you
go ahead.
Yes, reading today because my show canceled. So what is your question, Susie B?
Okay, Reverend James, I am putting in the effort, lots and lots of effort, to bring forth a relationship for myself. What do you see there with that? With these efforts?
Susie's going to have a relationship. Well, there is a relationship coming forward. It's going to be actually faster than you think. So open yourself up. It's there. It's just kind of in the background still. You still have a little bit of entanglements that you need to cut cords with. And once you do that, it will open up. The guy is like there. You're sending off, honestly, like when I look at your light body, and Alejandro can probably even see this, you got like a magenta spout coming out from the top of your head, and I actually believe it's like a chemical that you're releasing for your mate, or you're calling in your soulmate. You're working so hard at being at that vibrational level of connection, and I actually feel like it's coming out, or that you're sending or emitting a signal, because I can see it.
Oh, that's very good, because I'm trying really hard here, scrambling with these dating websites and stuff.
Okay. What they said, though, is it's in God's time, and that just have faith and honor yourself, and that guy is going to step forward.
Okay, very wonderful. Thank you very much, Reverend James, and thank you, Alejandra, for having Reverend James on.
Thank
you. Well, always a pleasure, and thank you, Susie, for adding a lot of extra stuff in the chat room. And while we have you here, everyone write this down. This is the email, okay? So it's J-E-Y with an underscore.
No. That's not
that's
my
old
email.
One?
No, that's my private email. If you want to get me, If you want to get me, you can get me through email at ascensionsoulwisdom@aol.com. ascensionsoulwisdom@aol.com. It's the same as my website, soulwisdom.com. So
okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't say it all out. The chat room got it, but just ignore that, everybody in the chat room. Okay, and use the other one. So, okay. So, again, Susie, great to see you again. And I'll put you back on mute, or do you want me to get you off the switchboard since you're in the chat room?
No, I'm listening on the phone. But thank you very much, Alejandra. I appreciate
you. You're welcome, Susie. Oh, you take care. And have a great week. I'll put you on mute here. Okay, here we go to the next one on the switchboard. And they were all waiting before I got on. 562, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rondrea calling from Long Beach, California.
Long Beach, PA. Yeah, did you say Andrea?
Rondrea with an R. It's like Andrea, but with an R.
Okay. Rondrea. Okay.
Yes.
Hi, Rondrea.
Hi.
Okay, so...
do you have a question for me?
I'm not sure. I can give you a question, but I was wondering, do you just pick up on what spirit has to say?
I do that too. How much time are you doing outside? Because they're saying that you're not doing it outside. Or that you need to meditate outside. Do you meditate?
No, I don't.
Right. Do you go outside at all?
Yeah, I've been outside lately, but maybe not enough.
Outside, are you doing it, are you doing it leisurely or just outside to the store or what,
yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, just to the store or visit family members at their houses or something like that.
But you're not really spending time in nature?
No.
Okay, that is going to help you because your energy is, you really have a big draw to the earth. And for your spiritual growth and connection, you need to ground on the earth. And I would do it, you can do it right outside your back door, but you just place your hands in the grass and they just want you to, like, either draw energy to you or send energy from you. So, like, when you're all antsy or nervous, or take your hands and put them into the grass, and instantly you'll notice that your vibration will level. So, is the first thing that they said to me.
Okay.
The second thing that they're saying is that, they're saying God is in charge. So are you wanting some and an inflow of abundance? Like I see it flowing or it's like they're showing me an inbox with a check. So I would think that's abundance or money. Are you expecting a settlement or a...
No, I'm just waiting for my money to get better, financially better. No, but I'm not waiting for any money. Basically,
okay.
I don't know.
Well, decide to be happy now. Outline where you want to, how you want to move forward. Open up to the possibility that some money is coming your way, because I do see like you getting a check or abundance. It doesn't look like a new job, because when they show me advancement in employment, or they show me a different thing, so it. It looks good, though, for you. They want you to kind of use a sense of humor and things instead of being so stringent or strict. And they, like, and then they just keep showing the inbox. There's I don't know if it, I've only saw one envelope, or I only see one envelope. So just anticipate getting some money, and let me see how long that is, if they'll give me a time frame.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I would say is that weeks? Is that months? Okay. I would say that you're going to get some money, a surprise money within 6 months, the 6 month time frame. And it looks like it's going to make you very happy because I see you very happy.
Okay.
So let us know, if you get some money, call back in and let me know. My show is AscensionSoulWisdom.com, or you can call Alejandra.
Okay, cool. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Oh, Andrea, and you, are you first time to the show? I know I would have recognized the name.
Yes, my first time.
Well,
oh,
welcome.
Nice.
We have been getting, James, we've been getting so many new people each week. It's just really great. It's starting to really, every week I get at least half a dozen new people and different from the previous weeks. I know, it's really neat.
They're doing new system, and so now I don't know, I can't see the numbers. I can only see percentages, and I don't like that. But that's besides the point. So I don't know how many people I'm getting new.
I don't like that new setup at all because it doesn't say how many I'm getting in on my... Yeah, you and I, we should talk about that. I'm thinking if there was a way we could go back. It's horrible. I don't like their setup at all. We're not the only ones. Maybe enough people complain. Anyway, well, we'll let Andrea go. Should we put you back on hold so you can hear the rest of the show, or you want to go through the computer?
Oh.
Okay, we'll put you on mute then. And have a wonderful week, and hopefully we'll see you in the future.
Take
care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's going to be surprised. And when she'll call in, too. You wait. She might call your show, or she might call my show. I'm not, not sure, but
yeah. Well, I hope we hear from her again, and I hope everything goes really well for her. And that's such a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to the next one, and everything is completely out of order. I love the way blog. You know, new ones come in, and then everything gets shuffled around. But I want to take them all in the order that they come in to us. So that's only fair. Here we go. I'll let this unmute. Come on. You can do it, blog. You can do it. Scrolling.
That's what happened to me. The switchboard froze.
There it goes. Okay, you're unmuted now. 480, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from California.
I thought this might be you, Mike. You're the biggest 480 that's been calling lately. It's good to hear from you. And every time you call in, you've got some great news of things that have come to pass from our wonderful intuitives that are here. So anyway, take it away, whether you need to ask him or have just see what comes. I'll let you handle it, James.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. We've talked before on my show, correct? Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
You sounded familiar. How can I help you today?
Yeah, well, you know, like Alondra said, there was great news with a job, and I told you were accurate on your show about the job coming through, the sales position. And I've got a commute now. It's 50 minutes on the way there, can be an hour and 20 minutes on the way back. And I was just curious of where you saw – it's inevitable a move is coming. And do you see it the east side of work or the west side of work, and about what kind of time frame?
Okay. Just give me a second because that's quite a few questions, and I'll just ask them really quickly rather than go through each one with you. It looks like I'm getting there is going to be a move. It looks like to the west side of where you work.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got,
okay.
too.
Oh, good. Well,
it just flashed, so I thought I'd tell you.
Was there another question?
The time frame, and then that kind of looks like the beach area.
The time frame. What I would do, Mike, is because they're not giving me an exact. They're not even. I can tell you that energetically, I feel like you're moving. But they're not giving me a time frame. And the reason why is because you need clarity on what your needs are. So make a list of what you really feel are your needs so that you can, I think once you're going to root and you're going to want to stay at this next place for a longer period of time and kind of put roots down. So try to define what you need as far as for happiness.
Gotcha. Hey, as long as it's close to the beach, I'll be okay.
Well, I was going to say that, Mike. When I got west, I thought, that's going to put him around near the beach, but he needs to be by the beach, the beach and near the water. Yeah.
Yeah. Aki says yes. So, yeah, you're all right.
Wonderful. Well, of course I'm all right. Everything's great.
And I thank you
for
that.
That's why he's getting everything manifesting for him. He's so positive, and he's pulling that in with that power. Yeah.
That's right.
That's the attitude is a big part of all of this.
Absolutely.
So congratulations on getting the job. And because I remember vaguely, weren't you and there was at least one other one up for it. So I'm glad you got it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, powerful job.
Okay, Mike.
Potential. Thank you so much.
Do you want to go back on mute or you want to listen through the computer?
Actually, I'm in the car, so I'll just stay online and listen.
Probably commuting, right? Anyway,
yes.
That's California
yes,
for you, and welcome to the commute area of the world. Okay, I'll put you back on mute. We'll see you next time. But, yeah, it's like if you hear that you're commuting that long, you must be living in California. Okay, and that's not even as long as sometimes you can commute. All right, here we go. Let me locate this next one because it popped up some other place. Here we go.
860, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amy from Connecticut.
Hi, Amy. Okay, so you have a question or you want to see what comes?
Yes. Mine is about, I've had to release a lot in the last, in the last 3 months, extreme. And I knew it was for my highest good. And so my question is about finding more like-minded kindred spirits that I could connect with. Because I've gone on such a beautiful, beautiful journey of going deeper spiritually. So just wondering if you see.
Fabulous. We all love to hear that. Go ahead.
Yes. So that's my question. Just if you see like-minded people coming my way. Because
absolutely.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's
been
a really tough battle.
Okay.
But I feel
it is a tough battle because lots of times what happens is you feel quite alone. But let me just tell you something that Aki told me to make me feel better about what I do for my work is he told me that at this time, any given second of day or night, there is always over 1 billion people, and it's increasing every day, of light workers that are raising their light vibration. So if you're on this path and you feel alone, it's only going to be for a temporary time. We are moving forward to a place where everybody's going to be vibrating in the fifth dimension. And everybody has to make that transition or they're going to leave the planet. So they're just saying yay for you. You know, they're like giving you the accolades or they're cheering, actually. They're actually like showing me a cheer. And they're saying yay because of what you said.
Okay.
So the one thing that they want you to do, I think the most helpful thing that I'm going to tell you, it's coming from a key, is that the route to your path forward is to eliminate all sources of fear, because everything falls back to a base of fear. It's rooted in our root chakra, and to overcome those and it initially when it was rooted in there, it was for the ego to help protect us, and so then you know they had it because it was fight or flight. So now the ego doesn't really have that, but it doesn't really need to do that. So it creates situations of fear and cause you to elevate or misperceive things in fear. So whenever you see anything that's happening to you that doesn't feel happy, joyful, honest, true, don't do it. You know, step back and look, because you are holding a little bit of fear, but once you release that, your guides are coming in, you know, and you're going to be hearing very quickly. They said the same as I do. So interesting. So you're going to actually hear talking.
Wait, I'm sorry. What does that mean? Wait, I missed something. What did you say? Hear talking?
You're actually going to hear your guides talking. I actually hear verbally, a verbalicious or a, it's light language, but it sounds English to me when I hear it.
Okay.
So
can I ask you?
Pardon?
This is actually, I was walking home today, and maybe it felt like tennis balls were being thrown, like that sound of a racket hitting a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
I kept on hearing that for 20 minutes walking home.
Yeah, you're getting ready to go into a new phase, so it's really important to release, you know, just look at every area of your life and address the truth. All they want us to do is address the truth and release it and allow for what's in our best and highest interest to come forward. And once we start doing that, we'll get it. You get into this happiness, and then once you're in happiness, then you're having joy, and joy
right.
is like the highest expression of happiness. And you can't have love without happiness, because love is happiness. So
right.
that's, you know, yeah. so move forward that way.
Okay.
Great.
Right. So thank you for your message or your, the guides talking to me. That's so helpful.
Good.
I appreciate the message. And
awesome.
Keep on shining your light. I loved your meditation at the beginning. I felt you right through the airwaves. So
well,
I'm highly sensitive myself. So thank you.
Thank you.
Say thank yeah. you enough. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Amy. Is this your first time here?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, see, we get the new people coming in a lot those last number of weeks, and so we welcome you. Hopefully we'll see you again. And would you like me to put you on mute or let you hang up to listen on the radio or, you know, through the computer? Mute?
I'd
okay, great.
Thank you.
And have a great week, Amy. And again, this is my little pitch. Get the archives, guys, because you'll have your reading on there. And especially if you missed part of the show, you can hear other people's readings, and you often find that there are similar readings on any given night. You'll find things that fit for you as well. Because I do believe we all kind of come in, we're attracted to others for specific nights and for certain subjects, you know, that we all have some things in common that other people's readings could actually be answers that we've looked for, even if it didn't come out in our own specific reading. So you'll learn a lot from it. That's why people will continue to listen on the show, because they're helped. And so get the archives so you get the complete show. And always, of course, it's free. I would give Blog Talk a day to get it on there. It used to be right after the show, but I don't know how soon they actually get it on. We're a late show. So they might not get it until the next day, but don't forget to download. All righty. Now we have Stephen in the chat room, and you've done Stephen before. He works with me a lot, and he's holding down the fort in there, and Stephen is from the Toronto area. And I don't think he has anything specifically or he would have asked. He likes to just often see what the person gets.
Well, for Stephen, I get that he... Yeah, it is. He needs to forgive himself and others, and just release that. You know something, the thing that I feel like for you, Stephen, is if you could just realize that everybody is just human. We're all not perfect. None of us are perfect, and that we all flounder just like you do. It's just that we just don't focus on floundering. We focus on the truth of our living. So in that, you get tangible happiness rather than sadness. So if you focus on floundering, then you get great sadness, or you can't maintain the level of angelic vibration that can keep you happy. And the more that you stay in the angelic vibration of happiness, the more that they have to bring you other things that make you happier. So you want to be unhappy, and then you actually want to be unhappy so much that they have to give you stuff that makes you even happier. That's the process,
mm-hmm.
and I think he mulls a little bit in the wrong direction. Okay.
Well, maybe Stephen can weigh in and... his thoughts on all that, and we will go. So anybody else in the chat room, just let me know. I've got another one waiting, but she's down the line a little bit. But we should have time to get through everyone. So go ahead and ask now if you're going to ask, because there's only about 45 minutes left of the show. The number, of course, to call in on the switchboard is 347-945-6930. Okay, so... next one in line on the switchboard. Let's see. There they are. Area code 336, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is
Hello?
Charmin Henderson. I'm calling
Charmin,
from North
Carolina. Did you say?
Okay.
Yeah,
from
Charmin.
Charmin, did you say? Okay, Charmin, that's a great name. Okay,
yes.
Did you have a question for Reverend James, or just want to see what he gets?
Yeah, I have a question. My question is, I'm really going through a kind of a stir of events with jobs. I'm kind of like getting jobs that are slipping through my fingers or things of that nature. I don't know where it's kind of taking me. I'm not getting a bad vibe from it, but it's just kind of got me curious of where I'm going right now in life. You know, so that's my question about jobs.
Okay.
So about jobs.
Yeah.
And is it Sherman, like S-H-E-R? How do you spell your name? Oh, it is.
S-H-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay, I thought so. And I just wanted to make sure I was getting it right. And where are you located?
I'm in North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay.
Yes.
So what I'm getting for you, Sherman, is with employment that you're going to have a favorable outcome to move forward to what you want. You're going to give birth to your dreams, but you need to define them. You have ideas, like you think, it always is hard to write stuff down, but there's actually a reason why people do it, because it actually brings clarity to some of the things that you think that you want that you really don't want. What you really want is what's in your best and highest interest. You want it with ease and grace. You don't want to have to work hard to get work. You don't want to have to work hard when you're at work. You want what's a job that's in your best and highest interest, and that means that you work sensibly and you make enough money to, you know, live. So, it's coming forward for you. There's I mean this in a kind way, but do you kind of have like delusions of grandeur, like you're very important? or that you're rich?
Yeah.
Or rich? Okay. Well, those are what they wanted me to tell you about that. It's okay to feel that way. And they want me to tell that to everybody, that it's okay to feel like when you feel like you're wealthy, that brings wealth towards you. So if you want money to flow to you, then you say things, you know, like, I'm infinitely grateful that money flows to me easily, you know, and incorporate thoughts like that. I'm grateful I have enough money to make all my needs, and or I love being wealthy. I love to be rich. And the reason why it's okay to be that way, and it's okay to have money, and it's okay to be rich, even if you're spiritual, because spiritual people that are rich with financial abundance only make it possible for people that are struggling to see that there's a possibility to move up even with just faith. So, it's just through faith. So, you know, honor that. Honor yourself, and I feel like you're going to have a favorable outcome very, very soon.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Great. That's great, too. Okay, Sherman. Is this your first time here, Sherman, on the show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, again, welcome. That's our third new one. I've been kind of tripping. I don't know when you came on, but we've been getting so many new people every week, and they're always new, you know, in addition to some of our regulars. So that's really good. We're really getting out there finding new souls. And, you know, I do want to say, includes everybody here that I've been talking to for so many weeks, and people say to us, you get some really, really great spiritual people, really high-level souls on this show, and I'm so happy that we are attracting that. And I just want to say that all of you are in good company, all the newbies here, because, you know, we just love our people. And they're just, I mean, it's such a great,
group of people that do visit us, and I'm sure you feel the same way and see that on your show, huh, James, a little bit?
Oh, yeah. You know something, I love this work because the more that you do it and the more that you center yourself in heartfelt love, the happier your life is. And it's like, I don't mind. I'm so blessed to have connected to the other side. I'm so blessed. And believe me, it wasn't easy. As you know, we worked our, you know, our whole
life. Oh, yeah, you know, there's no skating around it. We have to do the work. Yeah, that is so true.
But what's funny is that now people are coming to where we were a lot fascinated about it. We actually get to see the advancement where before, like some of my teachers, I didn't think they were going to get to see me at this level.
Yeah. I mean, it's there, and sometimes the poor souls are thrown in the deep end. Okay, swim. You know, we were lucky we got time to sort of putz around sometimes and not work all the time and, you know, kind of take our time. But, you know, now we're not getting it either. But it's really something when you see them thrown in the deep end, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, and they're having to adjust very quickly. But that's the nature of the energy these days. I mean, there's just no two ways about it, around it, so... But anyway, I want to at least put Sherman either back on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer, Sherman?
I'll be back on mute, and I just want to say God bless y'all, and I wish the best for y'all both with your careers and your shows.
Thank you so much. Oh, I just feel lots of love coming from that statement of yours. I mean, he was really very heartfelt, and well, we love all our people, and now you're a part of that, so thank you so much, Sherman, for coming on, and I'll put you on mute, and you have a great week, okay?
Okay,
God
you
bless
do the
you
same.
Too.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, great. God bless. Oh, gosh, don't you just feel all tingly inside when you hear something back like that?
I think
it really gets to me.
I love that these are all first-time callers, too. That's another thing. And for anybody that's interested, I'm going to plug myself.
Yes, please plug yourself.
my book is Channeling, Connecting to Your Spirit Guide. So that you can get that on Amazon, or you can get an e-book, or, you know, it's all on Amazon. So if you guys want to check out my book, also if you want a private reading, you can get me at ascensionsoulwisdom.com, which is, and if you want to email me, it's at ascensionsoulwisdom@aol.com. And I'm ready to go on if you want.
Okay. All right. Do you think you can go straight through? Do you think you would want a little bit of a break, less than a five-minute break? Are you okay to go?
I'm good. I think I can go straight through, but it's up to you. I know that you do something.
Well, no, I mean, I'm thinking more. I'm fine, you know, but I'm just, you know, sending this, and this is fine, but readers, you know, you might need a little break, but we only have about half an hour left, give or take.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm actually so. Good. So.
You're good? All righty. So, okay, so no break for now, guys, so stay on your phones and everything, because we're going to come to you, and let's go now to, oh, I know, it's Ellen from New York. I recognize the phone number. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Alejandra. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for recognizing my number.
Welcome.
I think it's quite obvious I'm not a first-time caller.
Right.
Have I talked to you, Helen?
Yes, a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. I'm not checking your voice for some reason.
Okay.
So keep talking.
Okay. Reverend James,
help you?
I'd like to know about a residential move. I've been wanting to move for some time, but now I feel it more strongly within the last week or so. Do you see a move coming up for me shortly?
I do see a move coming up, but it's not as shortly as you think. It looks like right now is not good timing. So,
okay.
What I would ask you is to look at the background, things in the background related to moving, I guess. I'm unsure because they're like showing me the background like there's more going on than you can, you know, that in the background than, and so it's making it feel like not good timing. So is there something that you're doing in the background of your life or that's taking precedence over moving?
Well, there are like several moving parts. I guess one of the things is I have to, like, I'd like to find another job. There's several different things. So I guess there is some background stuff.
So let me, they just said make a commitment. Make a commitment to moving and then you'll move. And I guess that's what it isn't, is that you haven't made a commitment to actually move. And it's because of all the variables or what's going on in the background or what you're thinking is going on in the background. They're saying it's choice now. We have the ability to manifest as quickly as we can actually center our energy and do the way they're explaining manifesting to me now is that you're manifest through vibrational match. And that's if you're manifesting money, that's if you're manifesting gold, if you're manifesting love, if you're manifesting whatever it is, it's you have to match the vibrational now, the energy, to bring it forward to you. And it's very simple. All you have to do is raise your vibrational level as high as possible. You know, if that is going to bring you exhilarated joy, then you're going to have to match exhilarated joy. Do you get that?
Exhilarated joy. Great phrase.
Yes. So, because that is what you want, exhilarated joy. You want to be, at least that's what they're telling you you want. So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I make a commitment and do it. It's a choice. So that's what I guess I have to do.
What about the exhilarated joy?
I'll do it. I'll make my commitment.
Are you wanting that?
I'm sorry?
Are you wanting that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not telling you to
want it. I want all of these moving pieces, I guess, and that's just the hard part, I guess.
I think the exhilarated joy comes after the path that you take to move. All those steps make the move valuable. Without all those things, the experience, the move has no value. If you could just say, you know, I have, you know, say you were a billionaire and say, oh, we're moving here. It means nothing to move. But
mm-hmm.
you're placing a value on the move. And in that, you want exhilarated joy when you're done, or, you know, the reason why you're moving is because you want to move into that highest level of joy, right?
Yes.
So you want excitement in life. You want to feel stimulated into happiness and thrilled and contemplative about new endeavors and new people and new ventures. So get in that mood, flow in that flow, which you are flowing, and that's your message. I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you, Reverend James, and thank you, Alejandra.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Ellen, for being such a wonderful regular, and good luck with you manifesting exhilerated joy.
Thank you.
I sure like that. Maybe I'll adapt that one.
Okay.
Actually, me too. Hey, you know, when you brought that in, I've never heard that before. So.
Me either. I could get with that one. I could definitely get with that one.
I think it's just, saying it's like a level that we can reach now. We can actually be in joy all the time and, you know, that happiness stimulation can be there all the time, or I guess it's stimulation. It's the only way I can, or exhilaration, not probably stimulation. So.
Yeah. So did I just hear a kitty meow to that? Who has the kitty?
Yes. It's nine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your cat's agreeing.
Okay.
They listen to the show. Oh, yes. I mean, we have, I've got, you know our Genesis, right?
Yeah.
Reverend James.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Her cat, every time I do anything, her cat Lester comes in and
wow.
plops himself there when he hears my voice. So he likes classes. He likes the radio show. Oh, they show up. So the cat is agreeing about what Reverend James has said. So anyway, we'll put you back on mute, Ellen, or did you want to listen to the computer?
I'll listen to the computer. So let me say good night again. Thank you.
All righty, sweetie. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, let's go now over to, let's see if they're still here. Okay. I have to search down a huge line. It looks like they're not there now. Sometimes we get people waiting for a while, but then they end up getting tired and going to bed or something. So let's go down to this one. Hold on. Oh, there they are. The last one down there. Okay. I'm waiting about an hour, though. Hello, 347. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Area code 347. Hello. Well, that is the East Coast. He probably fell asleep.
That would
hello?
Be me.
Hello, 347? That's not your... Oh, you fell asleep on... Oh, is this the person on 347 or is this Reverend James?
No, that was Reverend James saying...
Okay, so it sounded like you. I was thinking, wait a minute. Okay, we'll put him back on mute and we may be able to get back to him. I hate to take him off since they've been there an hour. But in case they had to run to the restroom or something. Okay, so we'll leave them on there for now, but I can't guarantee we'll be able to get back. All righty, let's go up to this one here. I think it's been an hour, too. 716, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Audrey. I'm calling from upstate New York.
Okay, well, hi, Audrey. I think, is this your first time?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome to the show. Was that
Thank
number
you.
Four or five? That's new. Okay, Audrey, did you want to ask Reverend James a question or do you want to see what he gets?
I was just curious to this man named Sean. He has my heart. And I was wondering if he's going to come forward soon.
I always have to be honest. And I just want to say that to me, it feels like you're romancing the past. So did you have a past relationship with this guy?
Yeah, we had a little trouble. Somebody started some trouble, and I just was hoping he would, you know, come back and...
Well, what they're telling me about it is for you specifically, they're saying, remember that you want what's in your best and highest interest and that you don't just want, there's elements of love that aren't. Like daydreaming about it and remember some realities about it. Or were you honored? Did you feel cherished? Was this somebody who respected your intelligence, waited for your opinion, catered to your needs? And when you start asking those questions, they're saying that, yeah, I don't see him coming back for, I see him coming back, but it's like a hit thing. But the one positive thing that I want to tell you about, whenever you get an intuitive or psychic reading, it's only for now. This is what I'm getting right now. It can change, and you can manifest
right.
it to change differently. Okay? The energy right now is skewed not in towards a relationship. So if you want to skew that energy or change that energy, then you need to make a shift in your mind and start meditating, sending out romance angels, 100,000 romance angels, connecting through the cord that connects your hearts together, send love through that heart cord, you can, and then start, you know, listening to your guides to tell you how to bring this manifestation forth. But before you do that, I would really want you to consider seriously if there isn't somebody that's better, that would treat you better, that would honor you more beautifully, because you're very, your goddess energy is awesome. You carry a really heavy orange hue, which is compassion, creativity, sensuality, and just really a really nice energy. So I would hate that that wasn't respected to its fullest. And for your true happiness, it does need to be honored. I mean, you'll enter into some try and try it, but that's not what you want to do. You don't want to try. You want to allow. You want to allow love to grace you. And if you start just allowing, you know, what God wants to give you, then that you'll be graced with a relationship that honors you, not de-stumps or mystifies you or leaves you in the lurch. Do you understand that?
Yes, completely. Yes.
Okay. I hope it helped. And I wish I could
say it. No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I understand. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel too the same thing, that you certainly deserve someone who can really match you better in what you're wanting. And but you know, the hard thing is you know, we love who we love too. That's a hard thing. But best of luck, and hopefully we'll see you back here. And do you want to go on hold and hear the rest of the show?
Oh yes,
you want to go on mute? Okay.
No, and
take care, Audrey.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, did you have something else you wanted to say, sweetie?
Oh no, I just wanted to listen to the show, the rest of it.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we'll make sure you can. Here, we'll put you back on mute.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, so we have Aniva in the chat room. Excuse me. I don't have a question from Aniva, so I'm going to assume that it'll just be whatever. You know, what I could do is wait maybe one person, and if you have a question, Aniva, go ahead and write it in now, and then we'll come back to you after the next one.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Let's
Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go down to this one here. Oh, there's two of the same area code. Hold on. Okay, hold on a minute. And that one is no longer there. Okay. Let's go to this one. There's a lot of changes up here on the switchboard. Oh, there they are. All righty. 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Laura.
She's a regular. Okay, do you have a question for Reverend James?
Yes, I was wondering if you see any changes going on around me at work.
Okay, is it Laura?
Yes. Wow.
Okay.
People don't pick that up.
Okay. I want to make sure I'm getting the right person. So, your question was, what about work?
If you see any, do you see me moving on to another company or getting promoted, or what do you see going on around at work?
Let's see. It's interesting because I kind of feel that you are going to be moving on, and when I look at stuff, I try to look within a 6-month period, and it looks like within a 6-month period, and they said that part of what's holding you back is are you being very guarded? Is that what's going on at work? Why people are, I feel like there's a wall between you and everybody at work. And just feed back to me what you think on what I just said.
Okay, so You're pretty close. It's kind of weird because I don't understand what's going on, but there's people, we call them stakeholders, and they are the people that basically, for all intents and purposes, they're the internal clients of the company. So mm-hmm. they'll come to me with projects, and I'll do the projects for them. And I'm getting tremendous feedback, wonderful compliments, accolades, really, really good. It's all great with my stakeholders. Love them. They love me. It's great. But my manager, for some reason, has decided that within our immediate group, our group, not the stakeholders, but the internal group, she has decided not to include me in team meetings, like the big team meetings. And I don't know why, when it started, for what reason. Makes no sense to me.
Okay. So, James?
I'm just looking at it. Yeah. Good thing you got that wall up. I think what I want to just tell you I can tell all kinds of stuff, but what I try to bring forward for people is to empower them to be stronger on their own rather than, and so for you, on my website, there's a article, it's called The Diamond Dome of Protection, and you need to be putting psychic protection around yourself, actually, because I feel like there's some very serious barbs being thrown your way. And but I feel like that you are protecting yourself with something, but it's not the dome. And so I want you to learn the dome technique only because I feel like it will, it's a little bit more secure than, like your wall or your whatever you're using as a defense, it's penetrable. And I would rather you have something that's not penetrable, where something can attach to you. The reason why...
Are you there?
Sounds like you cut out. Are you there, Reverend James? Hello?
Can you hear me?
You're having some, yeah, now we can. You did a couple cuts out. I think it might be your phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we hear you now.
Okay. Okay. So what didn't you hear? Where did I leave you off?
We were talking about
let her pick
the dome.
Pardon?
The dome. You want me to? You said that you want me to learn the dome technique.
Oh, the diamond dome of protection, because it seals you completely, rather than and have because I feel like you're under attack on a daily basis, and it's
yeah,
not just,
and I don't understand why though, because I'm doing
her.
Really good work.
She's doing something. She is got something in her life. It's not necessarily all you, but you're being targeted for some reason through her. But I don't feel it's you. I feel like her husband might be really mean, or it might even is this woman a lesbian or? Yeah, is that okay to say on air?
Of course.
Yeah, she's married. Yeah,
she's married. Okay, it's her husband. I thought it was a male energy, but then it has this weird tinge to it. So I think she's having problems at home, but you're her. I don't know why she's doing it either. They don't really tell you everything. They're showing it. She's shooting little barbs at you, and that person
yeah.
needs more protection, okay? So that's how you're going to, I think that's what I need to tell you.
Well, she's
okay, Laura, well, we have
team.
Several people
yeah.
we have to get to in the next few minutes. So anyway, well, maybe I'm sure that will help you there at work, you know, to do that. The domes of protection are really good. I use them too. And it's amazing how well they work.
It's free.
So,
yeah, it's free. and it's ascensionsoulwisdom.com. It's a blog, and it's free. For everybody should be doing it every day.
But you did say I was going to be moving on. Do you know when that's going to happen?
I thought it would. It's within the let me just make sure. I thought it was 2 months, but let me just make sure that I got that right. I would say, it's going to be quicker than you think, and it looks like closer to the end of the 2 months, or like the end, like the end of 2 months is what it looks like.
So like the end of May.
But it is March, April,
right.
May. Yeah. Well,
okay, Laura.
Thanks
for calling in. Do you want us to put you on mute or hang you up so you can listen?
Oh, it would be the end of June then, because this is our.
Oh, she's cut out again. Oh dear.
Sounds like the end of June.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you hear
we'll
me?
Just add the 2 months. Oh, now we can.
What?
Yeah,
what,
you said the end
on?
Of June.
I'm not even moving or anything.
I know. It's technology.
Okay, so it might be, I'm going to say 2 to 3 months because this is already the end of March. So I would say it's the end of the second month, maybe a little bit into the third.
But I'll be the
one
probably quit, right?
She's
not going to let
me go. As long as you choose. They're saying as long as you choose. You'll have good news. That's what they said. Can you believe it?
Okay, Laura. Well, thanks for calling. We'll put you on mute. And remember, everyone, you can get a reading from him to go more deeply into some, maybe the issues that you have that we can't really cover on the air. And you can reach him at ascensionsoulwisdom@aol.com. And his phone number is 229-472-6523. Okay, so I didn't hear back from Anita. I'm not sure she's there now. So let's go to this next one here. And here it is.
Hey.
Area code 253. You're on the air. We got you. And what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Holly. I'm in the chat room. Holly from Seattle.
Oh, Holly. Hi. Okay. Because I was looking, I was almost said something to you in the chat room. We weren't going to be able to take it because it came in late. But you were already on the switchboard. So there you go. All right, Holly. Take it away.
I'm just going to stick with the new man question. Do you see anybody coming in?
Okay. You know something, I think I have I just want to say something out loud. Unfortunately, this is for you, Holly, because I'm getting a message that I think it's for readings for you. Is it?
Yeah.
That's you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this message is for you. I was like, you're saying it's readings for you, and I'm thinking, okay. I didn't know what to do because they're giving me this message. They're telling me that in your 17th chakra, you need to do some clearing for the Trinity consciousness, or there's a Trinity consciousness in the 17th chakra. And if you would like, a key is here, and he said that he would like to help you get rid of that because he doesn't think you're going to be doing it for yourself. Would you like that?
Oh my gosh, yes. I don't even know what it is, but yes.
Okay. It's just something that you got in from, it's ancient energy too. But it's going to make you be able to connect to the Godhead more clearly because this is actually energy that's holding you from the really highest levels of, from the Godhead. Okay, I'm going into this thing right now. Nakateteoa akoneteteoa. So he wants you to place your hands on your heart chakra. And this can be for everybody because what it is it's just a cleansing. But it's a cleansing in in the astral chakras or in the chakras that are in the physical. And the reason why we're pulling this energy out is because even though it does hold vibrational density, it doesn't hold physical density. And it arches or arcs the light for you, specifically, Holly.
Okay.
So that's why we want to get that out of there. They want you to picture a pyramid in the center of your chest. And they want you to imagine white, gold, and platinum light going through that pyramid into your third eye. And then we're just going to open, activate, spin, and cleanse. Thank you. And we just cleared it. It was just a chakra.
Wow.
It just had energy. Did you feel anything in your head or above your head?
very light, though. You know, like barely noticeable, but noticeable.
Okay. I think you're going to be able to have a deeper God source connection now. Or a Godhead, not God. Yeah, it's the same. He said it's the same. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's great, Holly. Glad you got your reading today. She knows. Get both places,
okay.
So you cover your bases. Chat room and the switchboard.
No.
That's great. Okay, Holly.
Weird?
We'll put you back on mute. Okay.
Okay. No.
He kept going.
All right.
Reading for you. You know, he kept saying it's for reading for you, and I was like, okay, but Holly's on the line. what? Okay, I'm going to interrupt everybody. I'm doing this for reading for you. It's so fun.
Okay, well, how about doing me? And then we might get one that's been on here just briefly. Let's do me, and then we'll do one or two more.
Okay.
That's what I have left. Okay. Interested to see what you get here. I'm just let you, come up with whatever.
Absolutely. Okay. There's a couple of things that I'm getting. Number one, they're saying that focus did you just resolve a situation? It's ending or it's resolved. And if you felt like that you were being held back from a situation, it just cleared. Is that something that you understand or no?
Yes. Do you think it's relationships in the relationships arena?
Because
that would be something that just made a shift in like 24 hours.
And that is a yes, yes. So
it is.
That
okay.
Is yes.
That's good to know. It's
yes.
Not quite finished.
And
I have to write something, but it's resolved in a lot of ways, I think, already.
Yep. And they're saying to honor or self-respect, honor yourself, kind of. And they're saying you need to be out in nature too. So what are you doing outside, Alejandra?
Yeah, I need to get out there more. They got me so busy with all these different things, but I do have an area, and I was doing more of it, but of course we're raining a lot right now, so it's not too fun to be out and get wet, get poured on. But we have moments of time where, that we absolutely could get out, breaks in the rain and stuff.
Okay.
And so I will put nature down to do more of that.
You know, the way that they're showing me, it's the same as that other person. You need to do either pull energy from Gaia through your hands on the ground or send energy. So
Both, because they've been talking a lot about me teaching some earth-oriented stuff, and
exactly.
It keeps coming up, but I think I need it too, so I'd say both.
Okay, because I actually, I think you're going to start loving that you're so connected or so grounded to the earth, because you're also getting a mente, is the inner earth.
Yeah, the halls of a mente.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where you are, your opportunity is. And they want you to open your eyes to the possibilities of light, because there's some, you do light, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So are they looking for some mente rays of light, or that some maybe that
I
are
think you're gonna
used
get
there?
New light. I think you're going to get new light there, and I think it's, like, I don't know, is there something that in your psychic ability that you really have wanted and that it's coming? Because I feel like there's a psychic celebration, maybe that just, I'm clearing a little bit for you. Hold on a second.
So probably a little deeper visual, and the clairaudience was coming in nicely, and that's kind of gone on the back burner a little bit, but it could just be the timing.
Well, I think
I could always see more clairvoyantly. So that
right.
would be, you know,
I
in
think,
terms of more technicolor, that would be nice.
I think your light, your stuff that you do with the light is going to be even more phenomenal to you, because I feel like you're going to hit something that's a milestone or something that, and you're going to be like, oh, yay! You know, and, I mean, it's a big one, a big kind of contract. So that's what they're saying. You're coming up on fulfilling a contract. So that's what you need to be focusing. Yeah, they're saying...
Well, there is a contract. Sorry, I was going to say there is a contract that is done on spirit, but it's relationship-oriented. Is that coming up to be fulfilled? Or is this something with the life?
Is this with the relationship? No. It's with the light. It's going to be something that you've wanted, I guess. I'm unsure
mm-hmm.
what it is. It's either a skill, ability, or, you know, to me, you know, what they're showing me is a wisdom thing. But so it's either skill or I don't know what it is. It's something that's going to
mm-hmm.
enlighten, wisdom, like,
okay.
you know. So, and that's what I was getting for you.
Fantastic. Yes. Ooh, thank you so much.
Okay,
that was
good.
Quite lovely. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Do you mind going over a couple minutes?
Okay. Okay, nope.
You okay with?
How many more are there?
Sorry?
Well,
there's a couple. There's two. And
okay.
I was just going to say
two,
goodbye
two
to the
more.
Chat room because they stopped. Okay, that's all I have on here. And also, we want to say goodbye to the chat room. We won't be able to hear after it goes off in about half a minute. But we have, one of them left. That's too bad because we were going to get you. So let's do the one that's left. Yeah, we were going to do Carrie, but she just left. So anyway, 952, you got your reading here. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Julie from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. I'm dealing with, it's actually for my daughter, but I'm dealing with a relationship problem and it's affecting the family. So she's basically got the rug pulled out from her after 7-year relationship. She's 24. Happened a year and a half ago, and she's pretty sullen with the family, and that, it's just really taken her for a toll, and I was just wondering if things will turn around for her this year. He's getting married, within a month of leaving her, he's found somebody, he got engaged, so it's really taken a toll on her, so. They were high school sweethearts and all that.
Did I just have her first name? I think
Michelle.
Okay, Michelle. Okay. And where does she actually live?
She's with
what
us.
What state?
Right. Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
She lives with us right now. She's transitioning from her job and getting on her feet. So.
Okay. I just like to make sure that I have the right person's name and where they are. Okay. So let's see. Okay, so I'm looking at her, and you're right. She is very, very hurt. When I see people, she has what I would call a heart tear, or And they're hard to mend. They take a lot of time, and it's not just like, you know, 1 year. It's 11 years, 15 years. These are ones that, you know, sometimes they can, if somebody doesn't help them heal or they don't get it repaired by, you can repair it by Archangel Michael fixes it with his, or so will Uriel with his sword of transformation. And I would, and she needs to have the cords cut so that she can heal because she is not letting go of the cords. So she's got some work to do, and it can go very, very into the future if she doesn't honor herself and realize that she didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing, and she needs to forgive herself. She's done nothing wrong, and that's where her pain is actually in belief that, you know, I don't know, like, what more could she do? The guy was a jerk. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But we sit there and we beat ourselves up, like, what more could I have done? You know, or and stuff. And I think she's, you know, I think she thinks that they'll be back together again, even though he's getting married. I don't know if she's holding out for that or if she doesn't care that he gets married and they're going to get back together or, you know, she's got so many energies floating. What I would do with her is I would do, okay, let me, and when I say I'm listening to what they're saying, telling me to say. So, I'm trying to hear what they're saying for her best and highest interest. Is yeah, they're just saying to cut those cords. If you understand how to do that, cut the cords, bring in some healing angels, cleanse their chakras, spin them open, activate and cleanse them. Go through each one and definitely repair the heart cord. It looks like her light body isn't bleeding. It looks like it was all, it's all internal infliction. So, like, at the beginning of the show, we did that crucifixion energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what she's doing. It's like but the crucifixion is herself. She is taking on that energy kind of to punish herself, but there's no need to. She didn't do anything wrong. Do you understand that?
Yes, yeah. Well, she's also being slandered by his family, but that's another problem she's got going, so yeah. So yeah.
It's a road ahead, but you can if she doesn't want to do the energetic work, you as a mother can work with her higher self and you can do the energy work with her higher self to the degree their higher self allows you. You know, you can't do anything that the higher self doesn't agree with. So, like, you cannot sever the cord to this guy. She has to sever that cord. Mm-hmm. But you can work with her higher self that she comes to the realization that that cord needs to be severed permanently. And it's important that she does that because I think she's holding on that he's still coming back. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Although I guess she won't talk about it, so I'm...
Okay, right. Because she's not believing that. Well, and then she's thinking, even if he marries her, she doesn't care, he's still coming back. So she's not going to believe anything that you're saying. I would just work with her higher self now. Sender, and you have a heart cord, your heart to hers. It's an ethereal cord, and just go into your heart chakra and think of her, bring her, go into meditation and send love directly through that heart cord to her to help her heal, you know, to help her understand that she's beautiful, that she did nothing wrong. And you can tell her those things energetically through that vibration, you know, get into your divine love for her and bring it through the Godhead. You know, have the Godhead bring the energy to heal her through your crown and then send it out to her through your heart chakra or through the cord. Do you understand that?
Yes. Well, thank you. I will. I know you went over.
Julie.
Thank you for,
good
I'm a
luck.
New listener, and I appreciate all your help, and I will work on that and let you know how I do.
Okay, great.
Great, Julie. Yes, please let us know.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
So you take care. Should I go ahead and hang you up, or I could put you on
yes.
mute? You know, the thing is you'll get the stats, and then if you and then the closeout is my stats, too, if you need you know any information on how to get a hold of me. So. I'll
oh, yes,
put
you can
you.
Put me on hold. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that. Have a good week. Okay, well, let me do one last thing for you, James. Let's see if it still can. I can still pull up in the chat room here. You can reach him at 229 area code 472-6523, and he is also his email is. Let's pull it down further where I can find it. It's Ascension. I think. Hold on a minute.
AscensionSoulWisdom.com.
Yeah, there it is. AscensionSoulWisdom@AOL.com. And he has his new book. You want to give the title again and that it's also available at Amazon?
It's called Channeling, Learn How to Channel the Psychic Method to Channeling Your Spirit Guide.
There you go. So go over there and check it out. I'm certainly going to do that. And, So glad to have you back on, and we'll be calling you again soon if you want to come back and have this radio show.
Yes, and if you guys are around 2 o'clock on Mondays when my radio show is on Blog Talk, it's Ascension Soul Wisdom. It's Mondays at 2.
Yes, I think that's 2 Eastern. 2 Eastern,
yeah.
Yeah, as we are 9 Eastern start time, or 6 on Pacific Coast. So anyway, thanks so much. Thank you all. Thanks, chat room. Thanks, everyone who's called in and everyone listening. And we'll be back next week to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Lots of love to everyone. Namaste.
Have a great one, Ollie.
You too.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has 3 fan sites on Facebook, Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.